Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Adam Bessa, actor in Arca, screening here in the Uncertain Regard section. I was reading some reviews and of the film and one hit me. I think it was from Deadline that wrote, Lotfi is inviting us into the life and routine of a man who was no simple victim, but the complex character whose fate is easy to invest in. So I would describe Harley, and do you agree with his words?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a nice way to put it, yeah. He's absolutely a complex character, and he's not only a victim, you know, it's the more complex aspect, you know. I love the way he put it, yeah. You know, we really chose, you know, someone who is very special, you know. He's from a town that is very, you know, unique with this code, you know. It's very wild, it's, you know, the smugglers guys, you know, they do contraband with Libya, and they're, you know, they're not like the typical guys from the capital, so they had a pretty wild aspect to them, you know. They're not really sociable, they're not really approachable, they're really like savage, and in a way they're really like, so that, and then he had this huge sensibility to him and vulnerability, but in the same way, you know, he can be quite, you know, not pleasant, and it may be aggressive with, you know, he had, you know, you know, paradoxical emotions. And for us, we didn't want to, you know, because, you know, his life is difficult, and of course, but we didn't want to portray him as a victim. Oh, look what's happening to him. No, because when you meet them, it's more complex. Sometimes people like that, you're like, what an asshole this guy, you know? And then you discover the reality, and you're like, oh. So in the same moment, you can be heartbreaking and touched, you know? Let's say, you know, you're from Napoli, you know, like the guys, you know, from, you know, Piazza di Spagna, like Quartiere di Spagnieri, I don't know, like, for example, let's say a little kid, they come, they rob you, they take everything, and you're like, nah, and he insults you, and then you discover, like, he lives by himself with, you know, in the street or whatever. So that's the complex, you know, thing about it, you know. You have to see the full image to understand, and that's what we wanted to do, you know, with the film.
Lofty, in his director's notes, said that this is a film about those who remain. Who are these people?
Yes, you know, a revolution, you change a system, right? You change a political system, you change a constitution. But the mentality of the people, it takes more time to change it, you know. So you still have the same processes, you know. Corruption is corruption, you can change it, but people are used to this system for you know, 70 years, so they're still gonna do that, they're still gonna black market, they're still gonna do that, because it needs more time than, you know. People tell me sometimes, oh, it's been 10 years, nothing changed. No, things change a lot. It's just that what you see now, it's been hidden by corruption, by mafia, by dictatorship, and things now are coming out, you know. Everything you see now, it's what was there but was hidden. And now you can see it in the light, you know, that's different. So those who remain, you know, for certain people, yeah, I mean, it's an economic crisis, it's been very tough. And those who remain, you know, it's just like this portrayal of, I mean, you have different paths, but for sure it's very hard, yeah. It's very hard to because things change slowly by slowly. So you need time, you know. These are brave, really brave people.
How did you work with the director? Your acting implies so many silences that talk more than words. So how did you discuss your character with Lofty?
Yeah, it was, you know, try to express certain feelings that were really important for us. Ideas, sensation, you know. It was really about, we didn't want to make a, you know, political statement or anything. It was really more another path. You know, it's the path of, like, you know, feeling and sensations, you know. Try to make you feel in order to understand, not the other way around. Not so you understand to feel, but more, okay, I can't, I'm, and then I'm going to understand why I do that. So physically, yeah, you know, the heat, first of all, it's 50 degrees where we shot almost every day. So it's, you know, very, very hard. So physically that puts you in already in a space. And then, you know, different aspect of it, you know, the costume, everything, and try to get into it to a certain point where he was, for me, the guide, and he told me, you know, this I like, this for me is, you know, good. And when we didn't need words, we took them off, you know, because, you know, words are here to be essentials. I believe that in acting in general, you know, words are here to be, and in, even in life, you know. We come from country, me and you, that we talk a lot, you know, right? Sometimes it's better not to talk and try to say the important thing, you know. And especially in cinema, I think it's important. I love that, you know, when dialogue becomes very necessary, you know. It's just not feeling a void, feeling emptiness, you know. It's here because it's necessary. Yes, this is why, for example, maybe my favorite Italian film is probably Una Giornata Particolare. And, you know, this film, for example, they don't speak a lot, you know, they don't speak that much. And I very much love in this film. I think it's tremendous, the work of Sofia Loren and Mastroianni, because so many, there's no dialogue, you know, so many looks, so many, these moments where she's alone in the house and looking, and you can feel the character evolving. And I'm very touched by that. That's something I like in films. So, yeah, I try always to go into that direction, you know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Grazie a lei.
And I would like to thank Adam Dessa, protagonist in Arca, screening at the 75th Festival di Cannes in the Uncertain Regard section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.